Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Holy moly, what a corker we have for you today on this giant Thursday afternoon. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good afternoon,
Good morning,
Australia.
Dave, how are you?
Good afternoon, Mick.
Who and what is on the show today?
Well, we're going to look at the supermoon fallout and whether people actually saw the darn moon or not.
Supermoon or super dud.
Exactly.
We'll ask you, Andy Lee, talk about big name guests.
Talk about all the stars on Kennedy Malloy.
Come in and he's going to talk up finance and, of course, golf.
He is indeed.
Two of his favourite topics.
Do you know what? Grid girls have got the arse.
Oh, I am so angry.
I've never seen you upset.
Palpable.
We're going to discuss. Back to school this week, of course. There's been a bit of a maths problem that a mother has been flummoxed by.
I'll help
grade
you.
Two.
This is my strong suit.
Really?
Seriously?
Yep. Cannot
you
wait.
Might struggle there.
Danny Green is in the jungle. What good. Stay there, you giant blonk.
Don't you dare. He's my new pin-up boy.
Oh, good Lord.
Danny Green.
You're so easy. Stormy Daniels will have a latest update. Anything else you care to mention at this stage, Jane Kennedy?
Oh, look, I think what's in the cabinet or what's been left in the cabinet.
In the filing cabinet. Unbelievable. You would not read about this. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All this and much, much more on today's big program. But let's start at the beginning with two of the biggest nerds I know.
I'm guessing
you were both up and about late into the evening.
I was.
To have a look at the supermoon. Yeah.
Dave, how did you go last night?
A bit flat, to be honest, today.
This is the supermoon only every 150 years.
Blue moon, the blood red moon as well,
the eclipse. Supermoon.
Was it awesome?
One with a lot.
Didn't see a thing.
What?
Too much cloud.
Oh. Yeah.
Cloud cover. Yeah. At 10 to 11, the prime viewing time.
What were the chances of that happening?
Cloud
in
everywhere.
All honesty.
Well, everyone else was saying, it looks magnificent.
I saw your picture on...
Tweeted out a photo, which we've retweeted at Kennedy Malloy as well.
It's hardly the Hubble. It's not...
It's a bit of cloud with a bit of white behind.
Did you use the flash?
I used no flash. No,
what
I took the flash off.
I'm not sure where you live.
Yeah, not near you.
But there were clear skies the way in Kennedy Land.
Was it a nerd ranch up there on the roof of the house?
I wouldn't know because I was sound asleep.
You're terrible.
But I did have a couple of young astronomers in the house who were insisting to stay up to watch the big moment at 11:52.
Mm. And how'd they rate it?
Best night of my life, Mum.
Well done, little Galileo.
They saw it in all its glory.
I like it. I spent the entire evening wishing I lived on a planet that had two moons.
What?
No, I'm just sick of all the attention. I actually went to a Chinese restaurant and ordered the mud crab. Now, this is because this is.
Is that because crabs go bonkers?
Crabs go bonkers. They go absolutely nuts on a full moon.
I've never heard of this before.
They're tidal animals, Dave. Right. It's all to do with the tides.
The moon comes out and the crabs come out.
The crabs come out and go.
And then they go back and then they go back.
Then they walk sideways, go, where am I going? Back the other way.
They go nuts. But
I love the way in a Chinese restaurant, they bring in to show you the lobsters. It'd be great in a steakhouse, wouldn't it?
Hang on, we're going to get a waiter
leading a cow.
We're going to get the vegans outside.
No.
Protest.
They're angry enough. I can hear their tummies rumbling.
Hey, any evidence, though, of in your
nutty
place
behavior.
Of nutty behaviour?
But I can tell you why. Deadly serious. This is why humans behave poorly.
Yes,
on a full moon is because, as I just said, it's to do with tidal behaviour, tidal shifts. All the moon has this tug. We are 60% water. The human body is 60% water.
Right.
In a 72-kilo body, you basically got up to 40 litres.
Pretending you know what you're talking
about
here.
Yeah. So in my case, the water is like I call it an Evian or a fine San Pellegrino. Whereas yours is like an Adelaide drinking water.
Hang on.
2-day-old bath water.
Are you having a go at my water?
I'm saying your water's
not on.
All they cracked up to be.
Well, there was, but households maybe. People may have gone a little bit.
You'd go nutty. You do go nutty. That's why you do it. Any evidence of nutty behaviour in your?
Nothing for me.
Oh, well, yes, in my house.
What'd you do?
I only had 3 glasses of wine last
night. I found myself watching Married at First Sight.
Oh, my God. And you've gone bananas.
At one stage, I had some low-fat cheese.
What?
Whoa.
That is lunatic behaviour.
That's just a normal night in your house, isn't it?
I have heard, though, that the police and ambos, security, people do say, and nurses, they go, we actually get a...
I just explained to you why, Jane, because we go mad, and they all do. Actually, this is a good talk, good call-up.
Yeah.
133353.
If you're a copper,
Are you work in a hospital, or you're a security guard, or you've just were attacked at the lights?
Was there a higher than usual amount of?
Did you notice anything weird?
Misbehaviour last night.
Was there wacky behaviour?
Especially if you work in the services like cops or ambos, nurses,
first responders.
Yep,
you know, exactly.
Andrew's on the line. Andrew, do you work in any of those fields?
I do, mate. I'm a police officer.
Okay. Can you confirm any nutty behaviour generally on the full moon and in particular last night?
I wasn't on duty last night, but I can say that during the full moon, we do notice people going circa.
So do you put more officers on, or do you mentally prepared when you go out on a night of a full moon?
No, we don't put extra officers on or anything like that, but when you rock up to night shift and you look up and you see that there's a full moon, you know you're going to earn your money that night.
Going to earn your money that night.
I love it. All right.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Andrew, for calling up and letting us know that it's a real thing.
You got to look at the lunar charts before you do your roster.
The lunar and your tidal charts.
If you're a cop, Stephen's on the line. Stephen, you work as a nurse, am I right?
I used to, yes.
And can you confirm that it gets a bit nutty?
Yeah, definitely. You just get an increased number of cases with people that have got mental health issues.
Right.
People tend to do more stupid things. it's a normal thing that happens on a full moon. You just end up with more cases in the ED than what you have on a normal night.
That's always been my problem. I've never waited for the full moon.
Then you might be excused.
I treat every night like it's a full moon. We're at the Malloy House. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stephen. Anthony.
G'day, guys. How are you?
See anything out of the normal? What do you do, Anthony?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Right. Did you see anything unusual last night with the full moon?
Well, I don't know if it's to do with the full moon, but I was coming home from work and I pulled into the servo and a bloke's come out in a G-string. And I was like, mate, seriously? That was a bit strange for me.
He was just rocking up to get a bit of petrol, was he?
Oh, no, he was just on foot, just walking. And I'm like, oh. Hey, mate, well, okay.
All right. So you locked all the doors, did you? And
Yeah, I think I had to.
Oh, I like that.
Sounds like a full howling.
Just out of interest, Anthony, how long have you been driving on the road for?
Sorry, mate?
How long had you been driving for?
About 8 years.
No, on that
last night, yeah.
Oh, last night. How long was I what, sorry?
Well, I just... don't worry.
He wants to know how long you'd been driving straight for without a break.
I wonder if you'd been hallucinating was what I was getting to.
No. I was straight, mate. I was very straight.
Give him a prize.
$100 fuel card for you there,
Anthony.
Awesome.
So you have to go back to the same servo, and it's going to be given to you by a bloke in a G-string. There it is.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, mate.
Cheers. Dave.
Hello.
Any evidence of nutty behaviour on the super full blue blood moon?
Look, I've got a lot of evidence. Like, I'm not a policeman or a nurse or anything like that. I'm just an average worker.
Mm.
My wife got frisky, and it's not even my bloody birthday. What's going on?
Oh,
moon every week, I say.
The moon's a bit of an aphrodisiac for the ladies.
Mate, well, my wife anyway.
What's the planet that's got six moons? There's one, isn't there?
Is there? Uranus.
My apologies, Dave, for that immature comment.
Okay, it's obviously still remnants of the full moon out there. Dave's gone berserk.
We'll give you a $100 JB Hi-Fi voucher.
There you go,
Hey,
Dave.
Nick, do you know that the word lunatic actually does mean moon?
Oh, I did, from the lunar, from the...
Oh, my God. Not the Latin.
The Latin, I meant to say.
Must be, yes.
Lunatic.
Yeah, there you go. You got a little touch of it still. I think you've got lunar hangover today.
I can't wait.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. At Kennedy Malloy on all the socials. Andy Lee to join us in the second hour as well. What's wrong, Mick?
Are you just throwing your bottle top of your water
I'm just
down?
Just calming down.
Just calm the farm. Let me read out the story. Well, it's worldwide news.
Oh, is it?
This is front page news around the world. The Australian Grand Prix will be the first Formula One race where grid girls will be absent as the sport axes a staple of the sport. No more chicks on the grid.
No grid girls.
No
grid girls. This is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It's madness. PC frigging madness.
You are so agitated.
With the world? This is unbelievable. The sights, the sounds, the colour, the pomp, the majesty.
The majesty. What's the majesty?
Oh, come on. Come on. What gaping hole in the GP.
Don't say gaping hole. Please. Listen.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. I mean, in the story.
You've crossed the loop. Even our producers are shaking their heads, Jane Kennedy.
In the story.
Well, they have. It's they have earned their place at the table, the GP table. The grid girls, it's a time-honoured tradition.
It's
harmless, don't you think?
Harmless ogling from thousands of men on young 17, 18-year-old girls in hot pants.
What is that? All is that how you see them?
Pretty much.
I see them as
you beg to differ.
I see them all as young women with a story to tell.
What's their story? Tickets,
they're starting
please.
Out in life. They're finding out who they are. They're hotties.
How to do their makeup.
Well, I don't know. They come from different parts.
All walks of life.
There's been some very, very interesting people have gone on to make quite a significant contribution.
Well, I would say the queen.
Thank you.
The queen of grid girls has got to be Jen Hawkins.
Well, there you go. And she was a cheerleader as well. Do you want to ban cheerleaders now, do you, Kennedy?
No. They never brought that up.
So
just
you start with
down.
The grid girls.
Kelly Brook.
Then
you know
take
her?
Away our cheerleaders. Next thing you'll be going after ring girls at the boxing. Well, and that.
I was after that
now
next.
Now you've crossed a line.
You know what? You know where this is all stemmed from?
What?
They have decided in the UK to sack the girls that bring out the darts men in the pubs.
Well,
you know, in the big dart competitions.
Yeah, that's huge. They've,
and this is what started it all.
Thanks a lot, darts.
Yeah, thanks, darts. Good for nothing game. Look. I was almost a good girl. Maybe I'm a bit bitter about it.
I rest my case now. See?
Well, do you want to hear what the story is?
I do.
All right. My father worked in motor racing. He worked without the great Alan Moffat.
Sure.
I was at Bathurst. He said, Janie, I've got a part-time job for you. I was about 16. Come to Bathurst.
Yes.
And he kept winking. He goes, you get to wear an outfit. I'm going, oh, my God, is it really true?
This has got good parenting written all over it, by the way, this story.
So I go, okay, we get in the pits. It's all buzzing, and I go, when I get the outfit? And he goes, just settle down. Just wait a minute. I can start to see all the grid girls coming out looking hot. Anyway, Dad goes, Janie, it's time for you to put on your outfit. And he brings it out of a big bag, like a massive bag, and it's furry, and it's yellow, and it's a banana costume. What the flip? What's this? He goes, oh, we're promoting bananas, and I just want you to dress up as a banana.
You're a banana girl.
I was a banana.
Wow.
So I wasn't a hottie. I was a hottie banana, I'm
sure.
You were
a hottie banana who would have come home with a few bruises on in the evening. He would have sent you out bright yellow. You would have come home with a couple of black spots.
There you go.
If I know Kennedy.
Look, I know it's the happiest day of some of these girls' lives to be chosen.
Fun. It is harm. Have we seen what they've been doing in the last few years? They've been dressing him down, down and down and down.
And haven't the news teams had a field day with this story?
They're pretty much wearing the Handmaid's Tale. Costumes
they are not.
A couple of years ago. It's just no good. I mean, we all agree there's a line, but it shouldn't be crossed.
Where do you feel? When is it not appropriate? What do you think?
I think there's a school of thought that suggests wet T-shirts going a bit far.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think our
beer wenches? I mean, they started with the beer wenches at the cricket, and I mean, that was a sad day. Remember that?
A sad day.
Yeah, the axing of the beer wenches.
For the beer.
When a girl in a bikini can't go and get you a beer while you sit watching the cricket.
I don't know
what this country's come to.
I
really don't.
I don't know either.
I prefer a simpler Australia
where
the girl reading the weather was in a bikini on the Channel 9 news.
What a shame.
That's where it started. It's
where do
been
you think,
a slippery slope.
Do you
ever
think
since.
Everyone's gone ridiculous to PC? Let us know. I'd like to know what our callers think.
Let them wear lederhosen.
Because I'm quite happy that maybe the chicks are off the grid.
For or against? Grid girls good,
give
grid girls
buzz.
Bad. Let's have a robust, intelligent argument on this very program.
You're all very grown up about it.
Okay.
Give us a call.
This is Kennedy Malloy your new way to drive home.
We're talking about the demise of the grid girl.
Banished no more. There goes a big part of the GP story as far as I'm concerned. Harmless fun. Enjoyed by all.
I'm trying to get my head around something you brought up, yes. Nick. You mentioned that there used to be beer wenches at the
cricket. Wench was an actual thing that you could go along and yep. four blokes could go along and hire someone. Not this wasn't approved by Cricket Australia or anything, but they would advertise themselves as beer wenches and they would go and get you beers and bring
They're wearing a bikini.
Pretty much. Good times.
Ah, oh, good old days.
Guessing it. And wasn't the 70s either. It was more recent than that.
All right. Hey, we've got a board that has lit up. And I'm so interested to hear what everyone thinks. Zoe, how you going,
Hello.
Zoe? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really well.
What's your take? Grid girls good, grid girls bad.
Grid girls are super good. It's tradition. What the hell?
It is part of the tradition. As a woman, did you ever feel it was objectifying or demeaning or in any way?
No way. I thought they were hella cute. It's nice to look at. Like, I don't understand much sport, so it's nice to look at cute girls.
is this what they do? It's a distraction if you don't understand what the game is. You just look at some attractive women in heels and
Can I say, we run at the... We run the danger of making this a class thing. Have you ever seen the Tour de France? Have you seen that they have grid girls? Mm-hmm. They have every time they award the yellow jacket for whatever leg.
I've seen them.
There are two absolute Hotties. Supermodels standing beside them on the podium. In racing. What are they going to do with the girls who give the champagne at the end on the podium? Is that still okay?
Well, why don't they just get nice sort of primary teachers from the local school and support the community? And what about some nice librarians? You're looking at me very strange.
Well, if it's kind of librarian in a
Take off the glasses and take out the bun.
Library. Yeah, like the start of a Poison film clip or something.
Thank you, Zoe. Thanks for that. Nick?
Yeah, hello.
What do you think, Nick?
I reckon it's a national outrage.
I had a feeling you were going to go down this track.
How can you get rid of grid girls, mate? That's the best thing about the Formula
don't
One.
Convince me, convince Jane why the grid girls are a necessary part of the rich pageantry of Formula One.
Mate, it's just something to look at while you're waiting for the race.
Well, that's what I suspected, Nick. It's as deep as that.
Yeah. They are helpful, though. I mean, and this
they're
is
helpful.
They are. They hold the umbrellas above the drivers
that's
while
true.
They're in the cars.
So the drivers don't get sunburned.
It's like the ring girls. You think the ring girls are just eye candy. How else are we going to know what round it is if they're not that ring in high heels and bikinis carrying around and a card with a number on it.
Mick, I did not realise grid girls are a community service. So thank you for helping me there. Thanks, Nick. We got your point. Matt?
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Hey, Matt, just how are you swaying on this issue?
Mate, this is absolute madness.
Brother, Matt.
Why is it madness? Why? What's wrong?
The current climate and economy we live in, you know, times are hard. These people got to work, you know.
Oh, these people have got to work.
That's
right.
Yes. That's right.
So you think it's putting girls out of a job?
100%.
It is, you know, and this kind of work is in decline. Next thing you know, the Pirelli calendar will be gone.
Yeah.
Even the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, did you notice a year or so ago had plus size models on it? Now,
you weren't for that. Actually, I agree
with
that.
Not a happy camper.
No,
on
I thought.
One.
No.
There's a time and a place for your plus size.
That is actually, it's believe not... it or not, one time I did agree
Thank
with you.
Thank you, Jane.
I did.
Thank you.
Because that's what it is. And if you can't work hard and not eat for 15 years anorexic.
It takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of hard work.
And you can't just waltz in eating chicken in one hand.
Let's see what Michelle has
Come on,
to
Michelle,
say.
Straighten us up. What's going on?
What's going on?
I think it's the PC police gone too far again. They're not getting around in scanty clothes, as you said. They're
That's
covering
right.
them up more and more. My daughter is a model and she works the Grand Prix every year, not as a grid girl, but as a hostess in the Alpha team or the Ferrari team in their VIP, and they're dressed beautifully and covered up. They may be dressed like almost like the racing car drivers, in a...
Does she feel objectified at all?
Has she ever felt uncomfortable? Ever been made uncomfortable?
They're fully covered up. They're made up beautifully. They haven't got things hanging out for everyone to see. It's all tastefully done, and it's a great... it's an earner for a start for these girls that work the 4-day weekend and they don't have to do it.
Thank you, Michelle, for doing it.
That's
you say that in a very level-headed way and I'm still not convinced, but never mind.
Yes, well.
I mean, you know, I know.
They've been gradually, as I said, dressing them
spoiling
up.
Spoiling all like, the men's fun. It's just not on,
like
is it?
Nuns.
Nuns.
Like, it's like The Handmaid's Tale. That's the last bunch of grid girls out there.
All right.
Covered.
Well, there you go.
I think we've had a sensible
yeah,
argument
mature.
With both sides of the
yeah.
argument.
Yeah.
Well,
really
well
have. Quite balanced, I think. Andy Lee to join us soon.
Yes.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just want to let you know that 100% of the callers that we received are pro grid girls.
Well done, Triple M, for being so forward thinking.
Well, might make bring them back. Also, I reminded another famous grid girl, Michael Clark's wife, Kylie Baldy.
Kylie Baldy.
Yep, she was. She's a very attractive girl.
And yeah.
So there you go.
There you go. It's just a normal part of having fun. No one getting hurt.
No one getting hurt. People are just on Instagram. Right. A bit concerned about something I might have said. I don't think we should read that out.
Can I read it out or not?
Well, I don't know.
No?
Yeah, you can read it.
Can I?
Can we?
Harvey, I think we've become too politically correct. I recall a simpler time when you could say gaping hole and not get sniggered at. You were out of line there.
No, I wasn't. Sorry.
I was ready to dump.
My apologies.
Lowering the tone.
No,
Peter Maggs has written, oh dear. Jane could have used that banana, the big banana, suit and coming off. Okay.
Hang on.
Enough.
Hey, coming up, you
get a drive by too.
Oh, yeah,
there's a picture of
this from Sergio Paradise, actually.
Sergio.
Yeah.
Move over Annie Leibovitz, he says, looking at your photo.
That was my photo of the supermoon behind the clouds.
Supermoon.
He's having a go at you there.
Come on, Serge.
Hey, we're going to talk about my new heartthrob who's gone into the jungle.
Mm.
But
speaking of sexually objectification.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Who is it?
It's Danny Green. Gone into the jungle, and we're going to talk about it. In fact, but you got all a bit nervous when I mentioned Danny's name.
I'm not a huge fan of Danny Green's.
Mm. Let's discuss when we come back.
Oh, we're going to do that when we come back.
Oh, are we? We're going to do that when we come back.
Yeah, he's got a lot to answer for.
Danny Green, he's very tough, you know. I wouldn't be smack talking
Well,
Danny Green.
We'll sort this one out.
Oh, my God. Careful.
Quick sticks.
Be careful.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
I was watching the telly last night,
yes.
And I saw that Danny Green, famous boxer, who a 20-year rivalry actually goes back with him and Anthony Mundine.
Yes, I think they've won one apiece, haven't they? And they're two encounters in two different weight divisions.
Channel 10 have been hyping this up, sort of teasing us that it was going to be the rumble in the jungle of sorts.
Mm.
Anyway, so all the contestants are already in there.
Like, quite like the original rumble
not
in the jungle.
Quite. Not I think it was quite. Just, well,
in terms of class, may have.
Yeah.
I think it's just the word jungle.
And global importance.
Correct.
May have had a little more significance than the one you're talking about.
Well, Dave was actually asking me off air, so is Danny in the jungle? What's going on? He was brought in last night to the live set.
So with Julia and Chris.
When Julia and Chris talk, and Danny came on, had a bit of an interview, had a bit of a chat, and I've gone, didn't really know much about him before. I think I've met him, actually, but I just saw a softer, nicer side to Danny that I hadn't seen before.
He got the worst nickname in boxing, the Green Machine.
The Green
like
Machine.
Your name after a toddler's toy. Remember the Green Machine?
I do. Pedal car, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was.
A little
too.
Pedal car.
I'm thinking the Incredible
that's how we
Hulk.
Should, that's how he should enter the arena. A little Green Machine.
Well, here's a little bit of Danny when he's talking to. Well, don't sigh about it. Hang on.
Play your little piece.
Okay. There's no chance of you quitting the show at any stage, though, is there? We've had a tricky couple of days.
No. I couldn't do that. It was, you know, my boy and my daughter. Chloe and Archie were they're just like, Dad, you can never say that word. I can't even say it now. They'll be frothing, but, you know, obviously here to raise money for my Coward's Punch campaign, $100,000, you know, to make more advertisements, to try and save more lives in the community.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to, no way, you won't hear me say it.
Ah, oh, Danny. I actually put a tweet out about it last night.
Oh,
right. Said, okay, so I love Danny Green.
It's a full blood blue.
Actually, that might explain.
Orange.
Yep.
Well, the bottle of rosé might have added it to it as well. I love Danny. I think he might just win after that sweet, sweet hug he gave a guy a hug.
Yeah, sweet, is he?
Yeah.
Do you know that man has punched me off my feet?
What? Well, I understand why.
In a pub, he punched me off my feet.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
What was the circumstance?
Look, I may have had a couple.
Oh.
No, I'll tell you where it was. It was an English pub. I think it's like called the Pig and Whistle or one of those in the city. And it was the night after he'd actually fought and lost at Etihad Stadium. He was in had a very big fight card. Right. Anyway, for some strange reason, I ended up back at the same hotel afterwards that Danny Green and his party ended up in.
See, this is a combination that has concerns me from the start.
So anyway, after a couple, I got talking to Danny. And I said, be honest, how hard can you punch? I mean,
who would say that to Danny Green?
Silly, idiot. Playing to the crowd a bit. You know what it's like when you get two bulls in a same paddock?
No.
When you get two alpha males in the same room.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're in the same class as Danny now.
Yes, I am, Jake.
Chest beating. Yep.
So I said, how hard can you actually punch? He goes, wait here. He leaves. He comes back with a phone book. He puts it up against my chest and punched me in the chest, and it knocked me off my face in the bar, and I landed on the ground with a phone book on my chest. And all I could think to say was, well, at least it was the A to K. the elder Z's are quite as thick. Good Lord.
Still smack crossing as well.
There you go.
Wow.
That happened.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
I'm sorry to say this. I'm really over your Bitcoin banging on.
Oh, here we go.
We're not convinced.
We're not convinced because I've just
not. Is finance a bit over your head, is it, Jane?
Oh, my God.
You don't know how to juke it out.
Hey, settle down.
I'm the Australian George Soros.
You wish. You know what? I've been so over it that actually I've got an expert on the line.
Oh, dude, have you?
Because I think.
It's about Bitcoin, my new coin.
It's about your new coin. Yeah.
Which is up on blocks.
Right.
I would like to welcome to Kennedy Molloy Trevor Long, a cryptocurrency expert. Hi, Trev.
Jane, Mick, afternoon.
Hi,
How
Trevor.
How are you doing?
Feel free to ask me any questions you like.
Oh, my God. Trevor, are you up with all these shenanigans from Mick and his desperate attempt at explaining Bitcoin?
I'm looking forward to his ICO, which is the initial coin offering, as Mick would well know.
I haven't employed an ICO yet, but I've got
ICO, you goose.
What's an ICO?
An ICO is an initial coin offering.
Hey, Trevor.
Just, you know, like a stock market initial public offering.
Trevor, let's not get bogged down in the details. Here's what you need to know. Bitcoin was announced as coming out of the blocks, and Bitcoin has whooped its own stride. Bitcoin has choked and
well,
got out of the way.
Well, unfortunately it has.
Hello, Bitcoin. Waiter, check, please.
Trevor.
Cheers, I bought Bitcoin a month ago, so thanks for that, Nick.
Now, what did you buy at, Trevor?
I bought it at around 10,000, so I'm running around even at the moment. But this is the problem with Bitcoin, right? There is absolutely no way of guaranteeing where it's going to go. It is the most deregulated, unknown thing that anyone's ever invested in.
Well, how does it go up in value? What drives it?
In the same way that... exactly. Come on.
Please, excuse me. I'm asking Trevor, not you.
In the same way that the stocks go up and the housing market goes up when there's demand. If there's a lot of demand for something, then the people that are selling it will ask slightly more. It pretty much works the same way as the stock market, except there is no regulator.
Yep.
So it can go up by so far and come down by so far that it would crash an economy if it was regulated in a country. If our stock market went up and down like Bitcoin, we would have poverty. We would have massive problems.
Okay.
But that's why I want to get involved, because it sounds like I could skin a few cats here. Sounds like... Here's the deal, and here's what I want to know. In setting up my coin, how can I fleece the punters?
Let me put it a different way, Trevor. Mick wants to know how he can create demand for Mickcoin in a legal way.
Again, how can I fleece the punters, please, Trevor?
The great thing is you've created that demand here on this, you know, nationally broadcast program.
Bang.
Demand exists. Mickcoin is probably the search for Mickcoin is probably already happening on Google right now.
Yeah.
All you have need you trademarked
to
this?
Capitalize.
The Russians will be on it. They'll be all over it. This will be the biggest money laundering exercise in Western Europe,
but
as we
that's
know.
Why celebrities have gotten involved. Companies who are essentially floating, you're doing these initial coin offerings and looking for hundreds of millions of dollars, are throwing millions at celebrities because it's the celebrities that therefore drive the demand. And Mick, you being such a celebrity, I mean, it's a massive demand that you can drive.
Well,
the only problem
you.
Is, can you follow through with that investment?
Yes, that is a very big problem.
Yes, is all Good I point. Say as I rake the till over at Bitcoin. When you say celebrities, I mean, you have to be a certain standard. I mean, you know, hot dogs from Big Brother's not about to start his own cryptocurrency, is he? I'm not about to see the launch of Capricorn anywhere, anytime. Stay out of my way, Richard Wilkins.
But Evander Holyfield put his name to a Bitcoin, and I think it's, you know, names like that that get a bit of attention around the world.
Okay, Trevor, if you lose all your money because you invested in something Evander Holyfield told you to invest in, you are going to lose all your money anyway, my friend. Can you help me set this up? How long does it take? What do I have to do?
It can be done online. It's as scary as that. In fact, the worst part is most of the sites I've found that will help create your own coin require Bitcoin to create it, because they know that the value of Bitcoin is actually still there. There's still a solid value in Bitcoin. So what they're trying to do is rip little bits of Bitcoin out of people like you, Mick, to create your own currency, which may go absolutely nowhere, or it may skyrocket off.
Trevor, can you just say the bad news to Mick? He honestly thinks that it exists as a coin that you actually trade as a piece of hardware.
It is a coin, Trevor. Mine is a coin.
No, you won't physically have anything to hand over.
That's very disappointing.
Mate, my coin.
You could probably get some chocolate ones made.
I have. But my coin has a picture of me looking like Julius Caesar on one side with a laurel wreath.
Really worried about the other side.
Dick and balls.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was either that or a moon.
Thank you very much, Trevor Long. Trev produces two of the most popular technology podcasts in Australia. Your Tech Life, Two Blokes Talking Tech. Thank you for joining us today. We might have to stay in touch with you, Trevor, I think.
Yes, guys. Good luck.
Two Guys Talking Tech, that will be great. Coming up after the news, Andy Lee, who's a Bitcoin investor himself, will come in and explain why he may well miss the Bitcoin train leaving the station.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Consternation, stroke, madness here in the studio right now as the second hour has been thrown into chaos.
We've gone bonkers in here. It must be the full moon, Mick.
We'll work it out shortly. In the meantime, in this hour, we're going to talk about the cabinet files. What have you ever left in a cabinet that's caused a national sensation?
That we can talk about on air. All the kids have gone back to school.
Well, we'll be getting into that. We'll be taking your calls on that. We'll be having a chat about what happened on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And at some stage, we will be speaking to our featured guest who... Is he?
Yeah, let's bring him in.
I don't understand anymore. Here he comes, the late, great Andy Lee.
He's been feeling a bit lost these last few weeks.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hamish and Andy to drive you home.
Yeah, that's great, sir, but can you just drive to the second window?
We're joking, of course. Like anyone else who's recently retired, Andy's been playing copious amounts of golf, trying to score a hole in one.
Oh! He's hit the flag!
It bounced off.
It bounced off?
What?
Incredible.
Just kidding. He's actually been very busy producing the upcoming season 2 of their hit TV show.
True Story, the show that brings to life the best true stories you've never heard.
Please welcome the very busy Andy Lee.
Hey, by the skin of his teeth, Mr. Andy Lee.
I've just got to go to the toilet, guys.
Can I say, you've got here in the nick of time because we're about to unload the greatest showbiz asshole pounding.
In fact, I almost said, don't come in so I could hear what Mick was going to say.
No, I could see you guys gathering a bit of steam for it when I was in the car. I've double parked, triple parked out the front. Just got up here.
In fact, I'm looking out the window. You've got the hazard lights on.
But something tells me you're a guy that hates being late and you would have been really stressed.
Yes. Out of you and Hamish, who was dotting the I's and crossing the T's in that camp?
As far as late minutes...
Accumulated.
I think this is my first in my radio career on your show, and Hay might be, I don't know, well into the years worth.
Well, what does that say about us, Mick, and your faith in us, Andy, that, you know...
I thought that you guys wouldn't be running on time.
That's not so unusual.
Yeah, no, it's too well. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very well.
And how are you going? How are you filling your days? I am keen to know.
We're doing a true story. I was just out in a location scout for an 80s backyard on the other side.
80s back. Now tell me, what's an 80s backyard?
It had a Hills Hoist in it.
A wooden paling fence.
That's right. An incinerator?
There was actually a space where an incinerator was.
A big pile of leaves that no one's
that you're not allowed to burn off anymore.
So we found the right spot, and I was just starting back to get to you guys. And fantastic. I heard all about Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Now, you've dabbled in cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
okay.
Hamish and I own 2 Bitcoins.
Mm. What did you buy in at?
$700.
Oh wow. Mm.
See, Mick is so furious with me. He thinks it's my fault that we didn't get in on the ground
well,
up.
And this is the thing about cryptocurrencies, is they're very secure. And and without going
really?
without going
not,
into
not much volatility.
Without
secure.
As in getting them.
As in security wise.
So often, you know, they're without trying to go into all into it, but it's, yes. You know, they exist on the blockchain. You actually can take them off the internet. All these kind of things. There is no single body that if you forget your password, you can ring up and get your password back.
So we've heard a rumour that somebody close to you has Bitcoin, and because they don't know the password, they can't get it.
We are those people. So we talk about ourselves in the third person.
This is a big story. So you bought two Bitcoins at $700 each. So how long ago was that? That
would have been 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
This is fantastic foresight. Mm. And then you've got a password, you've encrypted it, you've done all that. Yep. And
we've lost the password. Our web guy that set it up, we got a hypnotherapist in to try it. To try and go deep into his mind to try and get the password.
And how did that go?
He kept saying stuff like, password, Bitcoin. I'm like, it's like him to put Bitcoin in as the password. But we've had no success. So we've lost ours. But apparently, I was reading an article, about 28% of Bitcoins have been lost.
There's a story that I read today about someone who threw their hard drive out 20 years ago, and it had their Bitcoin details in it, and it would have been worth $7.6 million today.
I can't say the name of the company here, but one of my mates works in HR, at a big company, and people may not know this, but you mine Bitcoin.
Yes, I do. Well, I know this, but Mick knows nothing about it.
I know how to mine it. I've got Clive Palmer on the case.
So essentially, it's a lot of processing power and a lot of man hours to try and find Bitcoin hidden in code on the internet.
That's mining.
So that's mining it.
Wow.
An employee at this company, they discovered, had been using his 9 to 5 for 5 years to mine for Bitcoin.
And
had found a number of them. And so then you keep them and then you get the value of them. They had to let him go, but they've got a computer there and he was extra secure. He didn't want them on the internet.
Right.
So he was pulling them off.
Wow.
And so they can't get into it.
No, it's their computer. They can't get into it, but they can see how many Bitcoins he's got. And he's in the hundreds of Bitcoins at this guy's mine.
Unbelievable. No.
And they, as a company, not sure where it sits, what to do with it.
Wow. Couldn't they just say, and I bet you they had this conversation when they found him, can't you just watch internet porn all day
like everybody else?
When we get back, I want to talk about a bit of golf. I played golf with you. I know you. Very serious about your golf.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Very special guest Andy Lee in studio right now.
How are you going? Enjoying being back in radio?
Oh, yes.
We've got half your staff out here, which we've cherry-picked, which thank you very much.
Hamish Eddie had a ball last week.
He did.
Nice you're not playing favourites.
You don't sort of have, do you have any downtime, but you're filming, as you say, for real stories at the moment?
Congratulations on True Stories. Really fantastic work. How did my bit go? Did it pop?
Well, we invited back the people that did really well and for the second season.
Oh, well, I haven't been invited back.
And nor has Mick.
You win this round. Oh. You know what it is? I think it's your backswing.
Yeah.
If I had to break down your golf swing, but it's just getting a bit loose at the top.
You reckon? I've heard my takeaway is fantastic.
Are you seriously going to take advice?
No, absolutely not. Although, Mick, I'd never played golf with Mick, and I went and played with Mick and your husband, Rob, and Mick's primary school bud.
Dr. Rob.
Dr. Rob.
Probably listening.
We went and played recently.
And you had your pants pulled down. Right royally.
I know. I'll admit, Mick.
Yeah, there was a bit
Rob,
of shock at home.
We couldn't believe it.
Because you're a good golfer, Andy. That's the vibe I've picked up from everybody I know.
I text Rob on the way home and just said, we're a young group. We need time to develop. We're better for the run. All these things.
I heard you went back out afterwards.
I did, actually.
You were so shocked you went out on your own and started playing.
Now,
recently I saw some footage that you posted, and it's unbelievable. This is as close as you get to a hole-in-one, which has that happened for you before?
No, I have never had a hole-in-one. I posted this and it's got me swearing on Twitter. I don't normally swear, so apologies for that. But you guys have bleeped that out, I hope.
Sure we have.
But anyway, I was on the sixth hole, one of my favourite courses, and I just said to my mate, I've got a vision that I'm going to get a hole-in-one. I've got a premonition.
So you started rolling.
And he says, what? I was like, I've never felt this before. Jesus. I've played thousands of rounds. I've got a premonition that I'm going to get a hole-in-one. And so they're all laughing in the group. I'm like, laugh if you want, but I'm feeling it strong, so roll up the camera. So he rolls up the camera, and I'm kind of laughing. And then I flush it, hit it really well, And it's tracking perfectly. And then we all hit it, hear it hit the pin.
It's unbelievable.
It just goes dink from 130 metres out, which is a very rare and weird thing to happen. And then I'm thinking it might be in, so I lose my mind. And my mate says, no, no, I've noticed that it actually bounced away.
Can we play it? Do you mind?
No, I'd love to hear it.
Oh! It's hit the flag!
It didn't.
Did it go in?
No, it didn't. It bounced off.
It bounced off? What?
Incredible.
Yeah, thank you for taking that.
It's about time you had a bit of joy in your life, Andy.
Yes.
One of those guys.
That, well.
I was on the golf course last night.
Okay.
And now I've just said that out loud. I didn't pick my girlfriend up from Pilates.
Oh, no.
So, but Beck will be understanding, and she was better for the walk.
She's a very understanding woman all round, quite frankly.
She's wonderful, and I love you,
Beck. A big bunch of flowers coming Beck's way tonight.
But I was on the golf course last night, and a guy rocks up to me and says, oh, you're Andy. I said, yeah. Can I play with you? And I was just going around by myself. Yes. I said, oh, yeah, join me, mate. He said, oh, I'm just waiting for a mate. Can you wait with me? It's like,
wow.
Oh, well,
that's a bit challenging.
Well, yeah. Oh, I said, oh, nah, I'm just going to try and nip around and play a few. And I got up to play, and then his mate arrived. So it's hard to say.
Right,
no. So he joined me. And then we're on a par three. And he said, Andy, you want to play for something? Right. And I said, what's that? He said, I've got a new business. Can you mention my business? And I said, I'm going on Kennedy Malloy.
Cash for comments from a golf course.
I said, I'm going on Kennedy Malloy tomorrow. And
I think you're a bit too friendly to people who just rock up.
He said to me, okay, great. And he owns, it's a restaurant / pub type thing.
Oh, okay.
And I said, $200 on the bar if you lose. But if you win, the two of you can go against me. If you win, I'll mention your bar name, right?
Okay.
And I'm not mentioning the bar.
Oh.
But Mick, if you'd like to come and have 100 pints with me. Man.
When you said restaurant / bar, I thought you're lobbing to both our four hands. I think we could all go along and have a
You don't know me very well, Andy.
We don't have to go. I know you're running out of time, but I invented a quick game. I'm not sure.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just very quickly. I knew we'd talk about golf.
Yes.
There's so many funny names in golf. And so, particularly from yesteryear.
Right. Yes.
So I wanted to say the name to you guys, and you tell me whether it's a real person or someone I've made up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Duffel's Long Balls, McDyer.
Okay. There's no way you would come to the table, throw that out first if it was made up. That's true.
What do you think?
Well, it can't be true. No one's called Duffel's
Long Balls.
Long Balls, no.
It's not because he hits a low trajectory ball. It's change room talk. But
is it? It's not true, is it?
It's not true.
There you go.
Because okay, they call me.
I win.
Wonder Kennedy.
They call me Mickey Ten Balls. So lose 10 balls. Mickey Ten Balls.
Glad you explained
that. Fire away.
Wilfred Whiffy Cox.
I'm going, that's true.
Whiffy Cox?
Yeah, Whiffy Cox is true. We go way back. Dang.
Yes, used to be playing in the 1930s. Okay, so Kennedy's still up.
I'm still
ahead.
She's
up by one. Yeah. Okay.
Singaporean golfer.
Okay.
Ping to Ching.
No.
And
okay,
when he won the Singapore Open, he went to Ching like a cast register.
That is all bullshit.
That is no from me.
No from me.
Yeah, it's no. But there is.
Part of me really wanted that to be true.
There's a Taiwanese golfer called Wang Kecheng.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm still ahead.
Kennedy for the win. Thank you very much. Do I get that in Bitcoin?
Yes. If I find the password, it's all yours.
Can I mention another game which you introduced, which I can't believe we haven't done yet? You came on Triple M Cricket over summer. And I was on immediately after you, and I don't know how it came up, but you had a golfer's name.
Yes.
On your, are you talking about this?
Yeah, absolutely. It was. I think I was in the box with Howie.
With Howie,
and he said, "Who's the most famous person you got on your phone?"
Yes, that's right. And who did you have?
I had Jason Day, who was just leading in the
that's
the
pretty
Australian
impressive.
Open at the time.
We had Jason Day, so I went on immediately afterwards and just played it as a game. So everyone's pulling him out. And there's Gidinski's on the table. Yeah, there's all kinds. There's Kevin Rudd's on the table. Mm. I won with Kerry Ann Kennelly. It's a game to play. Thanks for coming in, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. Great to see you. We come back.
Absolutely.
Good on you. We'd love to see you.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Back to school week. this week. Yeah. It's been dribs and drabs for everyone. Most kids back to school on Monday. Your boys started school,
had
didn't
they? Had their first, first week, first day of school this
Nothing
week.
Better than that first school photo. They're so cute.
Twin boys. It'll be like a mugshot. Twin boys. Really? So I had to kit them out with books and uniforms. Yep. So what I've decided to do, I only got one set of books and one uniform, and I'm going to send them on alternative days. It's a good way
Based
to save
behavior?
Some money.
Based on behaviour?
So first week of school, so they get half day Monday, no school Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know if they've got a school or Club Med. This is unbelievable. How many terms they got these days?
They got four terms.
We had three.
I know, but it's like
another set of holidays.
It is another set of holidays. Don't worry. We all know that Very there's familiar. Lots of school holidays involved. Look, I've got a group of people in my house, nearly all at school. Yeah, I have, though, some complaints because I've been going through the school system for quite a while now.
Okay. What's your central complaint?
Well, I actually have about four listed
Fire
here. That's
away.
Just the beginning.
Okay, let's go.
First of all, there's too many damn forms to fill in.
Yeah.
And stop asking us to fill in the same forms every year. It's the same child. Their birthday's the same date. Yeah. The parents are the same. Just stop it. I have filing cabinets full.
You're bogged down in paperwork.
I am bogged down in paperwork. It's a pain in the bum.
Imagine if your filing cabinets were picked up secondhand someone. All you're going to get is mountains of detail.
Exactly.
From the
How about all the band stuff that you can't do now? Well, they now say you can't put ham in a ham sandwich. You can't do ham sandwiches. You know why? Oh, the kids will get food poisoning.
I would have set fire to myself. It was when I was at school, if they'd said I couldn't have a ham sandwich.
Well, now they're saying no sushi in school boxes.
I used to have a Loganberry pie. It used to be a hot Loganberry pie in my lunch order.
Burn your inside of your mouth.
Lunch order.
Okay, so much stuff, Ben. There's too many excursions. Sorry. As a kid, were they not the most boring things you ever went to?
We were we used to go to? The smelter. Hot coil smelter or a garbage tip. These days they're off to the Maldives.
They are. There's too many of them as well.
All right.
Get them in the classroom, learn how to spell and write for a start.
Settle it down. More youth detention center style antics.
There's too many school concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Enough. Just do them at school for the teachers. Don't make us.
It's a good one about twins. They're all in the same one.
Okay. Now, my major
beef. That's a big one.
My major beef is there is too much homework. It's insane.
Hang on.
It's insane.
That would keep your kids out of trouble.
No, it doesn't. They come home. The teachers go, I can't be bothered teaching too much at school. I think I'll just mention a bit and then the parents can work it out for themselves at home. Like me. And
you should be on the payroll.
I should be on the payroll and I'm over it. I'm over homework. Why can't we be like the French who have banned, Mitterrand banned doing homework in France. Genius idea.
And a primary school allowed two glasses of red wine during recess.
The teachers?
They do.
Oh, they do. That's a good idea.
Up until a few years ago, I think on an Air France flight, a long-haul pilot could still have two glasses of red wine.
No, pilots have to be 0.00.
I'm telling you. I'm not. Why would I make that up?
You're the expert on Bitcoin now on this.
Told you.
Well, I'll tell you what. The problem with homework is that sometimes it's too difficult. And a woman has actually put on Facebook that her daughter in grade two had something to do in homework. It was so hard that no one could do it. It stumped everyone because it doesn't make sense. Do you want to hear what it is?
What is it? Just tell me.
There are 49 dogs signed up to compete in the dog show. Mm. There are 36 more small dogs than large dogs signed up to compete. How many small dogs are signed up to compete?
Do any other dogs have buckets on their heads? Is my question to you. Right, I need some more details.
You have to write it down. Anyway, I'll tell you
dogs.
What. I'll tell you.
What's the answer?
The answer is 42.5. Now, how can that be 42.5 when it's a dog? That means it's half a dog.
No, it's a dog dry humping another dog's leg. Which gets you to the 50.
People must be exasperated like I am.
I have to one day do my boys' homework?
Bloody oath you will, mate.
I can't do their Lego. It's for age 6 to 9.
Strap yourself in. Is anybody else over? What you have to do with school and homework and all this palaver.
Put it out there.
Give us a call now.
Too hard? Not enough?
There's too much
Mummy
stuff
wants
being
a rosé.
Mummy wants
a little less long division.
Mummy wants a little bit of Married at First Sight to watch. And here you are doing Pete Long Division, year 5. I'm here. Hearing your brother?
Yeah, yeah, year five, it's tough times. Like, you get taught, you know, you get taught this at school. It's all very difficult in when you're there. And then your teacher's saying, you'll need this later in life. You know, you're not going to ever need this. And then year five comes around, like, you know, 20 years on. Suddenly, you've got to re-educate yourself. But a good thing is Google. You can always go rely on Google. How do I do this?
Yeah. It has helped. But we were just saying that long division has now changed for kids at school. It's different to the way we used to do it, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't. I taught it the way I know. Well, I've worked out.
Oh, your kid's going to fail, Pete. Oh, yeah. Just saying.
That's the good news.
Your kid's an idiot. Your kid will never amount to anything. Well done, Pete.
Well, Pete, we'll give you a prize, though, because you're helping out your child's education. We don't know how it's going to go. You better get this prize.
Are you still obliged to be on, like, work, do tuck shop duty and stuff like that?
It's a good thing if you can.
Yeah, help out.
Want to help out.
By the way, with today, like in my day, you weren't allowed a calculator, so you'd have to do it all yourself. Mm. And now what have you got? You said you can Google. What have you got, an internet? You got an iPad or something?
Some schools do have it as well.
iPads come in handy. When you get to high school, you actually use a calculator. But you still got to do this working out. That's baffled me, I have to say. Peter from Concord, what did you hate doing with your kids after school?
The reading. So you get the books and you get the diary as well. So you have to fill out the diary.
What do you mean? What's the diary?
Oh, no, this is the worst, Mick. Explain to Mick what goes on, Peter.
So, Mick, so basically you'll get this too one day, mate. So you get the little books they take out of the library, you bring them home, and you sit down with the kid, they read the book, and then there's a book diary, you write what the title of the book was, who the author was, and then you got to put your initials.
Yeah. And you got to prove that they read it.
Yeah.
You got to prove that they read it. And you got to do that, and it's 7 days a week, huh?
It's painful.
It's too much paperwork.
It's painful. Peter, I hear you.
Can they get
pain.
The talking book versions these days? Can they just listen to it? Is that a thing?
But hopefully.
I've got the movie film.
All right, Peter.
Thanks, Peter, for that. Georgia.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on with your kids and homework?
Oh, look, this year they're bring your own device. So bring your own iPad to school. And the beauty is they're saying if you don't finish it in class, they can bring it home.
These teachers are.
Well, does that mean that you have to supervise
their own work?
That's exactly. And I've got to supervise, you know, if they go on to, you know, what internet sites, whatever, they go play games. So I've got to.
I know what's going on there.
You know what it's like.
Your kids have probably already owned about $100,000 worth of Bitcoin.
And you also have to set up all the filters as well. Oh, that's you've got to make sure that's all on, don't you, Georgia?
Could use a couple of filters at my joint.
Have you got those in place? Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. All right. Billy, come on, mate. What gets you goat about homework?
The working bees. Enough with the working bees.
What's the working bees?
That's when you have to help build the new chicken coop for the school. Or
I asked you if you had to chip in. I said, do you still have to do tuck shop duty?
Yeah, mulch the gardens.
Yes.
What a working
bee. I've never gone to one, but surely we pay the school enough money they can hire some tradies.
Can we
put the shovels in the kids' hands?
He's got to send along a youth full of tradies.
Something useful.
But Billy's right. He said put the shovels in the kids' hands.
Yeah. Great idea.
Get them to do it.
It'll be like the seven dwarves going off to work.
All right.
All right.
The people have spoken, and it's just got to change somehow. I think kids in primary school should not have homework. They should be out climbing trees, playing, and just generally setting fire to things.
I'm seriously considering homeschooling my boys. First class starts at 2 p.m.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Stormy Daniels.
Hello. You have my interest. Undivided attention.
She was, of course, linked with President Donald Trump.
Her famous incident where he got her to slap his bot with a Forbes magazine with his face on it.
She's currently touring America with her tour's called Make America Horny Again.
So this is because, and she was paid, this is all allegedly, $130,000 a week before the end of the election, the start of the election.
Yep.
To go away, one of up to 100 payments, if you believe what's in the book.
Yep.
And she's
money.
An interesting one because people have been trying to get her to hear her side of the story. Can she tell her side of the story? It's been up and down, but Jimmy Kimmel
got her out. But say, she's the hottest ticket in
hottest
the world
in
to try and get an
this
interview
is a
with.
Massive interview.
And the US talk show host, Jimmy Kimmel, got an interview with her. And it's just interesting to hear the way that when you, it's very complicated, the implications of this, the legalities of it.
Is what she can and can't say, which would suggest she has signed something.
Exactly, signed a document. And just let's listen to the way that Jimmy is trying to get around a non-disclosure part of the document.
I know you either do or don't have a non-disclosure agreement, which, do you have a non-disclosure agreement?
Do I?
You can't say whether you have a non-disclosure agreement, but if you didn't have a non-disclosure agreement, you most certainly could say, I don't have a non-disclosure agreement. Yes?
You're so smart, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Can I say, that's as coy and unforthcoming as you'll ever see a porn star.
She is.
Generally, come on.
I am fascinated by it. I'm fascinated with this woman, and I would love to try and get her on it. I'd love to hear you interview her.
I would get more out of her than Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, really?
I should bring my mate Ron Jeremy.
Actually, my mate too now. I'll have you know. Pretty sure he gave me his number.
I would like to put that one up on blocks and have a good
Let me work on that. I'm going to speak to our team.
Whitney, we're
going to get on this. I want to talk to Stormy Daniels.
Come on.
On Kennedy Malloy. Let's get it happening.
Make Australia horny again.
That's a tour. We'll promise her that one.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Who are we dedicating today's program to, David?
One of our affiliate stations, part of the family, is 92.5 Gold FM.
Gold FM. Yes. Well, a spider ever in the team.
Yeah.
Up there in the mornings. Love the Gold Coast. The front bar will be covering the Commonwealth Games held at the Gold Coast later in the year.
That's right. Very big time for everybody getting set up for
that. We've got AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Aldobe and AV across the workday as well.
We'll be doing a show from up there at some stage, Huari, now who's on the show tomorrow?
Oh, Dave O'Neill.
Love a bit of Dave O'Neill.
He'll have something to say about children's homework.
I'm sure he will. He's very experienced too, and for a bit of Friday action. Yeah.
And we have to go and do our children's homework very, very soon. That's why you're here, isn't it, quite frankly?
Totally. What do you think? Yeah, this is the, that's why.
I did business maths at school, which was like the special maths, so.
Well, that came in handy, didn't it?
Look at me.
Look at you now.
Look how far I've come.
It wasn't my strongest subject, I have to say.
I hated it.
I was famous in maths for having a book inside a book.
With all the answers.
I'd be caught reading Wheels by Harold Robbins.
Oh, I remember that one. That was a bit racy.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah.
Dave O'Neill tomorrow. This has been Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. This is Kennedy Malloy.